Good evening. Here is the news, read by Hortensia Ngam. First, the main points. Inhabitants of Idabato in the Bakassi Peninsula of the Southwest have been urged to stay calm amid search for kidnapped divisional officer. The importance of strengthening care and support systems for older persons has been emphasized at a ceremony in Yaoundé today to commemorate the International Day of Older Persons. In sports, the under-20 men's football team of Cameroon have been kicked out of next year's under-20 AFCON after a 4-3 win by the DRC counterparts in Brazzaville today at the semi-finals of the UNIFAC tournament. Those were our top stories, and now the news in detail. Southwest Governor Bernard Okale Abilai has called on the region's population, and especially those of Idabato in the Bakassi Peninsula, to remain calm and cooperate with defense and security forces as the search for the DO continues. The DO of Idabato, Roland Ewane, alongside a collaborator, were kidnapped earlier today by armed men who took them away by sea. Governor Bernard Okale Abilai, in a chat with CRTV Southwest Bureau Chief Noeya Ben Modika, comes back to the circumstances surrounding the incident.
By 2 o'clock, the GO of Idabato, Mr. Ewane Roland, and one of his collaborators, Etongo Ismail, working with the Idabato Council, they were kidnapped by gunmen who came in their numbers. They were shooting. They broke the residence of the GO and arrested him and ran away by the sea. Immediately, the forces of law and order deployed their patrols on the sea, but without any success. We are still patrolling around the sea in the Bakassi area. We are in contact with the neighboring authorities of Nigeria. We are sensitizing everybody if they can have some information. But the situation, as far as security is concerned, is under control because the gunmen cannot face our forces of law. They did it in less than 20 minutes and they ran away. They targeted the GO and they succeeded, but the rest of the population is going about their activities. It is true that the fact that the GO is kidnapped, being the representative of the state, the symbol of the Republic, it's a bit traumatizing and disturbing, but we're inviting the rest of the population and the rest of the forces of law and administrative authority and all the official elected to remain vigilant, because information is the first weapon to fight terrorism.
Elsewhere, over 70,000 internally displaced persons from the troubled English-speaking parts of Cameroon who have sought refuge in the West region have been beneficiaries of a humanitarian program run by the presidential couple. The governor, Awa Fonkar Augustin, says the humanitarian aids have helped the beneficiaries to integrate and settle comfortably in their host communities in the region. Eric Langmia Wufo has the details from Bafusam.
Over 70,000 IDPs are said to have received supplies in the West region from President Paul Biya's wife, Chantal Biya. The figures are from Governor Awa Fonkar Augustin.
Thousands of persons benefited from government aid. You had the presidential aid that was given by the head of state, and you had also the aid by the assistance from the First Lady. Besides that, you had embassies and non-governmental organizations like that of Turkey, Canadian, French embassies that came in with aid and was dished out to the populations.
Many of the internally displaced persons are settled in the Nun, Bambutus and Menua divisions.
Today we find most of them are settled because government and its agencies have helped them to get settled. Others have integrated themselves into the society with their brothers and communities that had helped them to settle. Others are renting their houses with the basic necessities that have been made available.
The moves undertaken by the presidential couple have led others to follow suit, like the Anglophone Cultural and Development Association created in the Upper Plateau Division to cater to the internally displaced persons. Eric Langmia Wofo, CRTV News, Bafusam.
An influential daughter of Boyo Division of the Northwest Region, Senator Hilda Fointama, has donated school materials to over 10,000 pupils and students in Boom and Belo subdivisions in Boyo Division. The initiative aims to ensure that school-age children in the area can access quality mainstream education and transform their lives. Ola Titanki reports from CRTV Northwest.
The remote and challenging geographic nature of Fonfuka and Belo subdivisions have posed considerable barriers to quality education, further exacerbated by the over 7 years of social unrest. Many children have been forced to abandon their studies, leading to high rate of delinquency in the area. Senator Fointama's gesture, which includes the provision of school bags and textbooks, is designed to support vulnerable children. At the donation event, Senator Fointama's representative, the alternate senator, Nu Esther, emphasized the senator's commitment to ensuring that vulnerable children in these communities can exercise their fundamental right to education. The beneficiaries have expressed gratitude for the senator's efforts, noting that such support motivates them to return to school.
I want to thank Senator Fontama for this great gift that he has done to us.
Meanwhile, administrative and community leaders have urged other influential figures from Boyo Division to join in supporting vulnerable children in their communities. Ola Titanki, CRTV News, Bamenda.
In other news, activities in the build-up to the 38th World Habitat Day have entered Day 2 in Ebolova today, with two conferences and a talk session on schedule. Officials of the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development discussed the opportunities put at the disposal by governments to build sustainable cities. Minister Celestine Kechakutes, who moderated one of the conferences, now highlights the key issues discussed.
I was very happy to see that many young were there to understand and to see how the head of state, His Excellency President Paul Biya, is working since many years to create a enabled environment for youth to be part of the sustainable development of our country. The president has created a Minister of Youth and Civic Education. In this ministry, you have many programs and projects who address the youth to be part of the sustainable development of our country. In our ministry, we have created centers for youth, we have created training for youth, and supporting the youth by equipping the council to work with the youth. So all these programs and projects should be now known and shared by the young Cameroonians to seize all the opportunities that the head of state gave to them through our ministry.
Minister Celestine Kechakutes of Housing and Urban Development in that excerpt of an interview. As you heard in one of our lead stories, an appeal has been made for the creation of equitable and durable systems to ease the effective participation of older persons in nation building. The Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irene Gene, was speaking today in Yaoundé during a press briefing organized in line with activities to mark the 34th edition of the International Day of Older Persons under the theme, The Part We Play. Details with Vanessa Woodnang Sinamong.
Despite their physical feebleness, the government of Cameroon believes the elderly have vital ingredients to add to the national pot for the cooking of a more succulent soup. Minister Pauline Rengene dwelt on this aspect during the press briefing in Yaoundé to honor older persons. The Part We Play, which is the theme for this year's International Day of Older Persons, seeks to promote social inclusion and the essential role of these senior citizens in building a united and prosperous country. This by allowing the younger generation benefit from their wisdom, methodology, and experience acquired in active service, taking into consideration the strengthening of care and support systems that ensure their participation in policy making by respecting their human, social, and political rights.
Vanessa Woodnang Sinamong in that report. A platform to verify the authenticity of certificates and qualifications issued by universities, ministries, as well as public and private institutions to state workers is now operational in Cameroon. It was officially launched by the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famindongo, in Yaoundé today. The launching ceremony was attended by the Minister of Public Service and Administrative Reform, Joseph Le, who now states the importance of the platform.
The problem was the one of authentication of diplomas. We can never integrate or recruit a young man who comes with a diploma without being sure that this one is a good one. There are many, many false papers that come to our ministry. The Prime Minister, head of government, told us that you are not allowed to integrate since you are not sure that the diploma that has been presented by a young man or a young lady is a good one. But the process used to take a long time because we had to write to institutions that are supposed to have delivered those diplomas. Sometimes we had to wait for 6 months, 1 year, 2 and even 3 years. But now we will just need to make a kind of click in our system and have the information. We will not do the job of the university of any other institution, that is to authentify. But we just need the information to be sure that it has been authentified, it has been delivered by the university. As soon as we have the information, the file can continue.
That was the Minister of Public Service and Administrative Reforms, Joseph Le, in that excerpt of an interview selected by staffman Henry Ngu. You are listening to the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. Beyond the frontiers, the bodies of 20 children and 3 teachers have been recovered after a bus transporting school pupils crashed and caught fire outside Bangkok. The bus was returning to the Thai capital after a school trip to the north of the country. In sports, the under-20 men's football team of Cameroon have been beaten by 4-3 by the Democratic Republic of Congo in Brazzaville today in the semi-finals of the UNIFAC tournament. Both teams tied at 1-1 at full-time. The defeat means the Baby Lions will not be part of the Under-20 Africa Cup of Nations next year. Before we part company, here is a recap of our lead stories. Inhabitants of Irabato in the Bakassi Peninsula of the Southwest have been urged to stay calm amid search for kidnapped divisional officer. The importance of strengthening care and support systems for older persons has been emphasized at a ceremony in Yaoundé today to commemorate the International Day of Older Persons. And that does it for the 10 p.m. news presented by Hortensia Ngam.